Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be forever acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I'd like to begin this morning by playing with you a game of sorts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to describe for you a sport from an outsider's perspective. The perspective of someone who had never participated or seen this sport before, maybe even an alien who saw this sport for the first time and is reporting what this sport is like to his or her alien buddies. Okay, so your job is to correctly identify these sports as I try to explain them to you. The first one, grab a weighted ball and roll, hurl, or spin it down a wooden path about 20 times. Bowling, yes. You guys got this. Good. Take a little ball and hit it with a stick. The player to hit the little ball the fewest times wins. Oh. Lacrosse's lowest score? Okay, see, I don't know. Might be. Okay. Carry a ball across a lawn while angry men try to jump on you. Football. I was thinking football. Football. Move your legs as fast as you can for at least 2 hours until you reach the Gatorade and foil blankets. Also, your toenails may fall off. Marathons. And this is the last one. Send players out one at a time to see if they can get in before they get out. If they get out before they get in, they come in, but it doesn't count. If they get in before they get out, they also come in, and it does count. Baseball. That is, of course, baseball. So all that is to say that there is nothing inherently fun or pleasurable about any given sport. In fact, if you step back and you look at a sport for long enough, if you think about it hard enough, it becomes kind of weird if you just look at the actions that you're actually doing. From the outside looking in, sports are just kind of weird. But it's when you get inside of a sport, be it physically inside the sport, actually playing it, actually moving your body, actually working with a team, leaving your all on the field, or when you're inside a sport mentally, just watching it as you eat pizza and wings with your friends and your family, appreciating the skills of the athletes who are playing, appreciating the very nuances of the rules of play. It's not until you are inside of a sport that it becomes fun, that it becomes pleasurable, that it can become for us a source of joy. Because from the outside looking in, sports are just kind of weird. And I think the same also applies for our lives with God. From the outside looking in, friends, it is pretty odd, pretty strange. A goodly percentage of the people in the area around us this morning are out at brunch having home fries, Eggs Benedict, mimosas, and you all chose to come in here and to sit in hard wooden benches. Occasionally you're going to stand up and you're going to sing at that front wall. Occasionally, you're going to bow your head and we're going to ask you to talk to an invisible someone who we claim is everywhere, even inside you, and already knows what you're going to say anyways. Halfway through the service, we pass around a dinner plate and ask you to throw your hard-earned money in it. We read stories from a book that most Americans claim to believe every single word of, but most have not actually even read. Strange behavior from the outside looking in. And it gets even stranger when you leave because we expect that your time here is going to cause you to act in certain ways once you leave. After coming to church, when you walk out those doors, we expect that you are going to be kinder to people than they are to you. We expect that you're going to forgive people who quite honestly don't deserve to be forgiven. We expect that when you see a stranger in need, you're going to stop and you're going to help them. We expect that you're going to use your God-given gifts and talents, not just for yourself, but in service of the world around you. We expect that you're going to exercise some restraint in the face of the materialism and the consumerism that is just rampant in American society. I think most importantly, we expect that when you leave, you're going to remember that you're not the center of the universe. In fact, we invite you to remember that who is the center of the universe is that invisible someone that we invite you to continue conversing with even after you've left this building. From the outside looking in, there is nothing inherently pleasurable or fun or joyful about life with God. In fact, it looks like a lot of hard work, a lot of effort. You have a lot of expectations on your lives that other people just don't have to deal with. From the outside looking in, Christianity is a strange, strange thing. But I think it is just like a sport in that when you are inside, when you are experiencing firsthand a life with God, when you're praying and singing and reading, when you're acting lovingly and mercifully and compassionately out in the world after you leave this building, when you are inside this life, you find that these things that look strange from the outside can actually become a source of joy for our lives. And when we let these things become a source of joy for our lives, and not just buying stuff, not just eating stuff, not just, I don't know, driving cars fast, whatever you're going to do, not just playing Xbox, but when you let your joy come from love and justice and mercy, you can do what Psalm 100 talks about when it says, worship God with gladness. Worship God with your gladness. Worship God with your joy. When your joy is centered in the things of God, that joy itself becomes an act of worship. And so, friends, it is from an insider's perspective that I'm now going to invite you to stand, and I'm going to invite you to make a joyful noise to the Lord as we sing a song towards that front wall, number 17. Amen.